So is this now the Kohen or the...
These are Yisraelim. The Kohen were busy doing their activities, which is, you know, getting a hold of the blood, receiving the blood, passing it on to the Mizbech and sprinkling the Mizbech. This is the Yisraelim were doing. They were stripping the hide, and the Kohen would, you know, they would give, what's it called, take the fats. So here it goes, continues. Carter, they ripped it open, and they removed all the fats that were supposed to go on the Mizbech. Nosnoi, and they would place it, b'megis, they would place it into a certain kind of a vessel, and or in a bowl, b'kinozbech, and put them back. Of course, the Kohen did all that. Yotza Katra Shoina, the first group left. Now, what happens if we're talking about Pesach Erev Shabbos? Shabbos is Erev Pesach. Yotza, now they couldn't carry it back home. That's astonishing. We'll talk more about it later, when we get to there later. They didn't make an Erev in Yerushalayim. Here they had all the Eden coming to Eretz Yisrael on Pesach. They had walls around the city of Yerushalayim. We learned Avov over there that, you know, there were walls around Yerushalayim. But if the walls wouldn't, the doors wouldn't be closed, it'd be a Shasar Abim, so they closed the doors. Yet they refused to make an Erev in Yerushalayim. So the people were stuck. If Shabbos, they couldn't go home. So what had happened? Yotzeh Katra Shoina v'yoshalah b'harabayis. The first group went out and they sat on the Temple Mount, and it was surrounded by walls. Then Shnia Bechel, the second group, couldn't even go there because there's no room anymore. They sat in the Chel. The Chel is the outer perimeter of the Beis HaMikdash. It was a 10-meter, empty land. And then there was another gate all around that. It's called the Chel. And that's where they remained. And Bashlish is the last group. They were very small. The Mekayim and Meda stood in the courtyard. And Chashech HaSunas, Metzoy Shabbos came in. Yotzu, they went out. V'tzolus V'chein, they roasted the Korban Pesach. So it is amazing that they didn't make an Erev in Yerushalayim, especially for such an important event. And Rabbeinu Ephraim says, and this is Rav Moshe Feinstein's basic reason why he was against all Erev, like in Melbourne or anywhere else. That is because he says that when you have an epicenter like Yerushalayim, but people travel from all over and they come there on Shabbos and they see everybody carries, they might think that you're allowed to carry on Shabbos to go back home, and even though there's no Erev where they are, they'll carry on Shabbos. So therefore, they did not make an Erev in Yerushalayim. And therefore, he says, any Erev around the city which covers all the people who keep Shabbos, and therefore people from other places who are not included in the Erev, they come, they see everybody carrying a Shabbos, they think that you're allowed to carry a Shabbos. That's why he, in principle, or in philosophy, he was opposed to generally all Erev.
What I find absolutely astonishing here is that you have all of the Oile Regel, mm-hmm. which we're told is a huge number of people. I don't remember where the Gemara is where it says the Romans wanted to attack a census.
Right here, it's right here. We'll see in a minute.
But how do you divide all of them into three and fit them into the Azorah?
Let's continue. No. The Azorah was only... as soon as they finished, whoever finished left.
Know that, but how many people can fit into the Azorah? Remember, they're not allowed to go past the Mizbeach.
Good question. So when we learned Pirkei Avos, Omnin Sfufin...
How many Amos is it? It's not very much.
You're right. But when we learned in Pirkei Avos, Omnin Sfufin, Rishtachin, Evachin, it was a miracle. This is part of the miracle. That somehow or another, because remember, according to Abai, you will learn in a minute, the doors closed on their own. You couldn't come in. The first group came in, and that's it, the door sealed. And, you know, if there was a million...
One third of all the Oled Egel...
You'll see in a minute. So according to let's learn. Abir said, "Ein ha-pesach nishchet ela begimel kitush shleishim shleishim." He said, when we say three groups, it doesn't mean three separate groups. It means there were three groups, and each group had to have three groups. There was a minimum of 30 people per group. So shleishim shleishim in other words, 30 people per group. You know, here the Gemara talks about minimums. When you're talking about hundreds of thousands, the Gemara is talking about, you know, in single digits or in, you know, double digits. My taiva, why? Kahal ve'eda v'Yisrael. Mesapklan, the question is, Iba v'Azachas, do we need all three at the same time? So each group had to be made up of Kahal v'Das Yisrael, 30 people. Or Iba z'Achaz, each group had to be a minimum of 10. Hilcha, therefore, we're machmir, be'inon sholosh kittesh shloshim shloshim adam. Therefore, you need three groups of 30 people. In other words, there's a minimum of 90 people in total bringing a Korban Pesach. The Iba v'Azachaz, we have 30 each time. Iba z'Achaz, one after another, there's that as well. Hilcha, therefore, and the more goes further. I just told you need a minimum of 90. Actually, he worked out becham shinami sagi. The minimum is 50. How does that work? The ivy klasim bring in 30, the avdi bring in 30, and they do their carbon. Then 10 leave, and ivy asada bring another 10. The nafke they go out, asada 10 go out. Ivy asada bring the last 10. Nafke asada 10 go out. The big machlek is here, you know, in the achrim, how exactly it works. the 30, do we say only 10 shecht and another 20 wait? Or we don't care if all 30, we don't need that all 30 shecht, we just need 30 people there. So therefore, all 30 shecht right away, but 20 of them remain behind, 10 come in, you know, and again, another 10 leaving, 20 remain behind for the last group. Anyway, Nichas Katashen first group came in. Itmar Abaye says, Nin alutanan. It miraculously closed on its own. Rava says, Noi alintanan. They had to physically close the doors. My benaya, what is the difference between Abaye and Rava? A general principle. Ike benaya, the difference is, Lemismich anisa. Do we rely on a miracle or not? In other words, we just wait for the doors to close. We don't care. We let people come in, stream in. It can be who knows how many people are coming in. We just wait. And we're not worried that maybe all the Eden will come in and there won't be enough people left for group number two or group number three. It doesn't matter. Because we rely on the miracle or not. The Bible says we rely on the miracle. And Rava says that we don't rely on the miracle. There's a difficulty here, and I don't remember the answer to this question. So what was the Rav Chisda's question before, whether 30 people means 30 per group or 30 in three groups? If, according to Bai, the doors close on their own, just see what happens. If the doors close on their own after 30 people were inside and there was nobody left, that proves that all you need is 30 people together. And if the doors didn't close or whatever it is, just look at the doors. So it must be that the Parshat Pshat, it must be he holds like Rava, not like Abaya. And they had to close the doors, so they want to know when should they close the doors if they had a very limited number of people. Imagine only 50 people bringing Korban Pesach. We know that they used to bring some people even after the Korban Pesach Migdash would still go to bring a Korban Pesach. And there's an argument whether today you have to bring Korban Pesach. And that's why the Rebbe writes that Erev Pesach you should leave Yerushalayim Chatzos, be away for a while and then come back later so that you were too far away. So therefore you couldn't bring Korban Pesach, otherwise it's a Shashayla. Some say today, because Korban Pesach, even though there's no Pesach Migdash, the obligation is still there. Anyway, says the Gemara.
That would have been during that time of Yeravim ben Nevat when very few people would have gone to the Mikdash.
Not very few. You just didn't have the 10 Shvatim. You still had Yehudim and Binyamin. You would have been a lot more than 50 people.
He put roadblocks on the...
Yeah, but that's for the 10 Shvatim. Yehudim and Binyamin, he had no control over. That was Malki Yehuda. And there was a lot more than 50 people there. So,
but wouldn't it be groups at such a minimum?
Sorry?
Why does he have to learn such a minimum?
He's talking, hopefully, just theoretical. You know, what's in theory, what's the minimum amount of people that you require? But was it ever, we'll see anymore?
Wouldn't each carbon be representative of a group of 30 people or so?
There's no law how many people you have to have. Remember the lamb, not that big. You can have it, as we had in this week's Parsha. You know, if you have, you know, there's no number. There's no number. So it could be 10, 20, 30, 40. Tanan, we learned. Kama the Isla. Abaya Aman Ninulu Tanan. Abaya said the doors closed on their own. Kama the Isla, Mila, and no matter how many people come in, but Sabchinin rely on the miracle, the doors will close on their own. And Rabbi says, Noy Alin Tanan, we have to close it. Velay Sabchinin, Anisa, and we don't rely on the miracle. I've heard it now, in the Mishnah, Omer Abuda said, there's a whole discussion over there. That regarding a seiter, Rabbi Kavi Menahal says there's a discussion that you don't give a geyeris to drink from the water there if she's accused of adultery or a woman that was liberated. And they said to him, there's a story about a certain maid that was in Shalim and Shemaiah Italian gave her to drink. So he said they just pretended to give her to drink to make her feel good, but it wasn't real. And for that, they put him in Cheirim for coming up with that preposterous idea. Says Rabbi Yehuda, Chas v'shon. There's no way they put a kavi b'mahal in chedim. Shakavi b'mahal nisnad, they put him in chedim. She'ein azara niz elis, I call Adam Yisrael. There was no, the azara never closed, the doors never closed on any Jew. B'chochme over years ched, in wisdom and God fearing, ke'a kavi b'mahal ala. There's no way they put him in chedim. This is a great man. Is a baraya metal tamev and tamev. But each one interprets the Mishnah. By him, ein bazara b'shosh and ilga kolomi. So I'll remember the doors never closed on their own. On such a person like him, equal to him, and Rava says metaltama. He says ein bazod b'shashin noilos. So when they shut it on their own, when they shut it, not it closed by itself. Kol yisrael b'chachri yischeit kakav lakavim l'halom. Turn around, we learned ma'olam lo yismaych adam bazod. Even though there's such a multitude of people there, nobody ever got crushed. Chutz v'pesarech, there was one pesach shayib b'mehel hill and ties of hill. Shenismaych b'izokin echad. There was an old man that was crushed. V'ha'yakoyin oisay, and they called him pesach me'uchin, the crushed pesach. I remember a long time ago seeing a whole shot what actually happened here. It might come back to me. Talmud, we learned Pamachas once, Bikish Agrippus HaMelech, Yemi, this is what you're referring to. King Agrippus wanted Litan Eina Bechlusi, so I want to know how many Jewish people there were who came to Yerushalayim. Omele, Lekoyen Godol, is a tenye, Nechab Epsochim, I want you to count the Korn Pesach. Count them. Not to kul yom kolach. He took a kidney from each one. V'nimtzu sham shishi ribu zugi kolayis. He found the 600,000 pairs of kidneys. Kiflaying it in Mitzrayim, which knows 1.2 million, double the people in Mitzrayim. And remember, each sheep had a number of people. Connected to it. So you're talking about millions. Millions of people. How the old managed to fit in the race, chutz mitame yishad el chayke, and this does not include those people who were not included. The ain't like called Pesach Pesach, and you don't have a Korn Pesach, you don't love Yisrael Sarni Adam. Here the Gemara says, the minimum number of people generally that registered for an individual carbon were 10 people. While you're quite a nice, and they used to call this Pesach, Pesach Me'uvim. The Pesach with a multitude of people, or very thick Pesach. So the Gemara said, not Kuya, how can they take kidneys? You have to roast all the kidneys. So the Gemara says, the Hadam Maktilu, that they used to roast it afterwards. It says, what do we roast afterwards? It says, you should roast each individual, you shouldn't mix the fats with each other. So the Gemara answers, the Hadam Maktilu, Chada. They did one at a time. 1.2 million kidneys. The Gemara, by the time you learn, you should do straight away. This is what he said. Take a kidney, put a stone down or something to count it. So take a kidney, put a stone on the ground, put the kidney, and then take it to the Mizbech. The same thing. And they counted the stones, that's how many there were. So you see how many people there were. How they did it was amazing. If you read in Sefer HaTodah, there was a Greek historian who went to Yerushalayim to witness what he saw, and he describes it in detail. He was mesmerized by what he saw, how efficient the kohenim were. Kohenim, I'm sure there's that rose. My timer, what's the reason? Why did they mix up? Ilema dilma shokli dava maya lekaspa. We're worried that maybe he will take, let's say, gold and return something of silver, and that's no good because it has to be maya lekaidish. Why are we worried that he'll take not all the utensils are at the same value? What happens if he takes a $200 one and he gives back to the coin a $100 one? All within the same, you know, gold, we don't really care so much about the value. But this way is better, gold versus silver. It looks nicer to have, you know, gold and separate than the silver. Had no base. None of the bowls in the base of Mish had a base. Because we don't have to put in the ground. Chutz mizich levoinish alechem aponim. Except those bowls that they put the frank incense of lechem aponim. Alechem aponim. Where is it? Shema yenichem v'yif alechem. Because you might put down. What do you call it? You might put down. Where is it? I just lost the place. That we don't want you to put it down, because then you're lean, right? It has no base, it's lean. And if it leans, it might lean the bread and break the bread, because they weren't very strong. Shachat Yisrael v'kibul koyin, l'sagi la v'sol, has to be Yisrael. To shecht, he guv kemas, wants to teach you the shechit b'zorak sheda, could be a Yisrael. The kibul koyin, but the koyin had to receive the blood. The kemas comes to teach you, mekabav el mizikun, from the receiving the blood and onward, only a koyin can do that. No Yisrael l'chaveda, and he gives it to the next koyin, shamat minei. It sounds like there was an assembly line and nobody moved. From here we can learn out that halacha shalei b'degel have halacha. Even though you didn't move, you just passed it on. It's good enough. And that's a question we ask in Gemara Zvachim, whether it's good enough or not. Says the Gemara, Dilma, he, Nayit, put, no proof. Maybe he just moved his leg a little bit, and that's enough to be considered moving. The Lamai Kamashman, what's the Chiddush? So why did they do it this way? They all, you know, more or less stood in their place. But Rav Am Hadas Melech, the more people involved, the better it is in one mitzvah. So you have 10 kohenim carrying this one bowl of blood, as more people involved, it beautifies the mitzvah. We don't want you to do the other way. We don't want you to first pass back the empty one and then take the good one. Why not? The bowl with the blood is the mitzvah, so that comes first before you give back an empty bowl. Even though it's there to help the mitzvah to get more blood, it's not a mitzvah in its own right. Whoever's closer puts it on the Mizbech. Man tana pesa bezika. Who holds that a Korn Pesach? You have to actually throw the blood on the wall. I'm the basically it follows Rabbi Yisak Lili. The tana is a good element. As dumbum to Mizbech, the blood you should pour and sprinkle on Mizbech. But chalbum taktir, and their fats in plural. You should roast on Mizbech. Dumbum, it doesn't say its blood, like Nemen, it doesn't say its blood. Ela dumbum, their blood. Chal boiling about its fats, el chalbam. Lama comes to teach you al bechor, a firstborn, or maised, and the, you know, the temple of the behemoth, or pesach, and the Korn Pesach, shein to unin matan dam. They also have to, the blood has to be put on the Mizbech. They mutin legamer, they have to be all put on the mizbech and thrown on the mizbech. Minolan the tunya. So how do you know that has to be done on those, on the wall where the base is? Amar Abulaz asi will not zrika zrika ma'ila, spraying from a carbon oil. See how here it says as damam tizrak alam mizbech. It says over here you should spray the blood on the mizbech. Uksiv hasam, it says over there the zorku bnei aron hakoyim is on the bech, the koyim should throw the blood on the bech. Saviv around it. Ma oila to unu yisoid. It's simple pasuk. Sprinkling the blood, just like an oila needs the base. A pesach nami ton yisoid. Pesach also needs a base. Nu an oila gufim and al haino an oila needs to be poured on the side of the mizbech, on the wall that has the base, not the other two sides. On those, all the north and the west. Amar cross and pasuk el yisoid mizbech oila. It says yisoid. Alma, what do we mean from here? That oila to Una Yisai, that Oila requires a base. Okay, we'll stop here and continue tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem.